Johnson was wearing a boot in the locker room. How's his injury and how's he doing?
You know, there was some question and concern as to whether he made an attempt to come back in the ball game, and we made every attempt to get him back in the ball game. We're going to send him out for an MRI today. He has components of a high ankle sprain, and he'll remain in the boot. And I can't say whether or not he'll be back for the Pro Bowl or not. Had we won the ball game, he would have probably been listed as doubtful for this week. You know, we'll start that process. I think we're still a little numb right now, but we'll start the evaluation process. And really, I mean, we do this every year. I mean, we evaluate every aspect of the organization from, you know, from game planning to, you know, to treatment of injuries. And we'll do a very thorough study on everything that we did, and that includes our football, with one goal in mind, and that's to continue to improve. You know, we stressed improvement over the last few years, and I think the record reflects that we have improved. But, you know, now we need to find some way to take that next step. Today's not an easy day. You know, as I told the players, you know, there's really only one team that gets to wrap up the year in the final meeting after a win. You know, it'll happen in a couple of weeks from now. And you know, it's this one's gonna hurt for a while, and it needs to. But in time, this too shall pass. And you know, we'll commit ourselves to having the best offseason program that we can, and to improving in every area that we can.
Is bringing Gary back a priority?
You know, there's a lot of priorities from a personnel standpoint. I don't typically go into too much detail this quickly after the season, but certainly getting carried back is very important to us.
What kind of emotions have you personally gone through since then?
Well, first off, I'll start by saying the energy and electricity and the environment itself at home in the stadium, with the commitment to the fans, and it was an incredible experience. It was, you know, I've experienced it before, but it's been years now, and that's what brings you to work every day, and that's what motivates the players. And certainly, there's a great deal of disappointment. You know, and as coaches, we go back to what could we have done differently. Did we take the right approach, and you know, did we make a mistake? I met immediately after the game with both the coordinators, and I praised both coordinators for the job that they did, in particular last week in the game plans. I would not change a thing, you know, whatsoever in those game plans. I thought they did an excellent job. And we put ourselves in a position to win the ball game. We came up short because we were lacking in a few plays.
Back on Perry, do you look at him once you begin this evaluation process as plan A as your starting quarterback in 2000?
You know, again, I'm going to go into details some point in the near future regarding the decisions that we're going to make, and as far as the roster is concerned. But Kerry is important to us. Kerry played very, very well for us, and in particular, Saturday afternoon, I thought he played his best game for us. I guess a very, very difficult defense.
What do you want to see from the bench for him to even be in the next year? Or do you need to see more of a commitment from him?
We expect a 100% commitment from Vince, and we accept nothing less than that.
Kerry was pretty adamant in the locker room that he probably had two or three good years left. How much do you agree with that?
I think his play clearly indicates that. There's no doubt. I mean, Kerry has one or two options, in my opinion. He starts, okay, and hopefully that's for us, or he's on his tractor at his farm.
Jeff, as a coach, how do you wind him down from a loss like this?
Well, give an example. I did not do any kind of planning whatsoever, because we felt good about our chances and good about our opportunities. There's a lot that needs to get done, and that's because of the workload and the nature of what we do and the evaluation process. There's a natural transition you just consume yourself in that process and you move on. You know, the difficult thing associated with today is saying goodbye to a group of players like that, knowing that the not all those faces are going to be in this room. That's the nature of our business. We'll keep most of them, and we'd like to keep all of them, but this was a unique group. This has been a unique group since the 0-5 start. The personality of this team and the chemistry, if you will, is special. And it's important that we maintain that, because that in itself gives you a chance to improve.
You said you carried the two options. One would be to start over if you were going to fall.
Well, my point being to Kerry is that Kerry has no interest in backing up. He wants to start, and rightfully so. I mean, he's been adamant about that, and I think he's earned the right to say that. So, again, we've got a lot of time, and we'll work things out.
Flip to the defense, Albert. Obviously, it's a big question there. This close to free agency, is it going to be difficult for you guys to get something done?
Albert's going to be, again, a priority of ours. He's certainly expressed interest in staying, and we have every interest in trying to get something worked out, and it'll be a priority of ours. But, again, we're less than 48 hours from the game, so we have some work to do.
When you look at penalties from Saturday, how do you feel about overall officiating, and after a week of talking about how personal fouls weren't going to be a concern, then to see three in the first 15 or 20 minutes, what did that tell you about how...
Well, I'll disagree with two of the three. I thought Dave Stewart foul was the play still going on, and I didn't think that should have been called. Nor I had some difficulty with the personal foul and the contact with the quarterback. I'm always going to have issues, as I do every week, as far as the penalties are concerned. I disagree with some of the calls, but that's just the nature of it.
Well, what about the shot clock?
Clock? You said shot clock.
Well, I'm getting into basketball.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm sure things will be discussed. The committee discusses all kinds of different issues, and as they relate to the playing field, to replay, and so I'm sure it will be discussed as to whether there's a change. I would not anticipate a change there. As I said, there was a mistake. The play should have been shut down. It was not. Did it cost us the game? I don't know. It was a huge play in the ball game. Todd made a great catch. Nick just normally makes that interception, and the ball was thrown a little differently, and Nick mistimed the ball. But nevertheless, the play should not have been allowed to be run.
Would you endorse the Tampa buzzer or something to where when it hits zero, it buzzes way
in? I don't, at this point, it's a little early for that. Back judge's responsibility on every play is to watch the play clock. That's what starts. That's his job. And then he moves into his other assignments once the ball is snapped. So, it has not been a big issue. I mean, it clearly was an issue in this ball game, but it's not an epidemic. I mean, it just happened.
It would seem like that's something that's pretty easy to review. Why would that not be reviewed?
We've never included penalties in the replay envelope. We just don't. The replay system is working. You have to draw the line someplace, and we'll never involve penalties there's one instance where there's a potential to evaluate a penalty, and that's more than 10 men or 11 men on the field. But beyond that, it's just not going to happen. We can't expand that replay that large. We have too many potential problems.
Even if it was just dead ball? Even if it was just dead ball?
Yes.
Do you have a plan in place if Schwartz gets his shot?
Yes, I have a number of options. And part of my job is to kind of stay ahead, if you will, and we've done that. I don't know the status. It has been reported that Jim has gone for a second interview. I can verify that. He is in Detroit now, and I'll be in touch with him.
Jeff, when you see what happened in Carolina and New York as well, do you draw any parallels to this bye week deal? You worked so hard to get that bye week in the playoffs, and the three of the four teams, they'll struggle.
Yeah, I can't. You know, we've been discussing that. Again, it goes back to what would you do different? I wouldn't do anything different. I mean, we were in shape. We played a physical ball game. We put more yards up against this defense, and they've given up in 2.5 years. We held one second or third rushing offense to 50 yards on 30 carries. I mean, we played well enough to win. We didn't win. I'm having a hard time connecting that to the week off or to the seed. It's just the way the game goes. If I had an answer for you, I'd tell you. Hang on the football, kick a field goal, score points, those kind of things.
Is it weird to you that number one seed and home field advantage seems across the board not to have the influence it may have in the past?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, had we made a play here or there, it wouldn't be an issue. You know, we didn't get beat by 28 points. We beat ourselves.
How did Leroy grade out?
Leroy played well, and will continue to play well for us. I didn't have any problem with Leroy. I didn't watch Leroy. I had no concerns about Leroy going this ball.
Do you anticipate that kind of sport? Do you anticipate that any other changes on coaching staff?
At this point, there's always a possibility that there's going to be coaching changes, but stability and continuity is important to us, and I think the staff did really a great job this year.
Did you give any thought after Chris is out? With the stylistic differences of getting Ganther involved at all, and that he may have been able to take advantage of the kind of things that were available to Chris?
No, I mean, we had Q ready. Q was ready to play, played a few snaps, played some third down stuff for us because he understood protections. Not that Lindell doesn't, but that was kind of to give Lindell his break. But, you know, it's hard to say what would have happened in the ballgame had Chris not gotten hurt. You know, and he went out with 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter, and he had 100 total yards of offense, and was playing well.
You go through some of the players who are going to have maybe procedures and cleanup.
The only injuries I'll discuss are CJ's because I think it's pertinent to the Pro Bowl. It's pertinent to the game, and I discuss that. Kevin Mawise is going to have surgery on his elbow to repair a partially torn tricep tendon. Our hope with Kevin, had we been successful and continued to win, was to be able to keep Kevin up and keep him on the active roster, and I committed to Kevin, and if it would all be possible, to keep him up so that he would have an opportunity to play at least one play in the Super Bowl.
Chris, talking about Chris and how things changed without him, is that you guys had great depth all season, filled people in, and didn't miss a beat a lot of things. A little bit of a testament to what a unique player he is, and a little bit of the case that you need to continue to add to this kind of dynamic.
Well, I think, I think CJ's play this year speaks for itself. He's a dynamic player, and he's a very durable player and with big play potential, and he can change the game. Our offense just didn't shut down. And when he went out, we still, we leaned heavily on Kerry, and Kerry made plays, and Justin made some great plays, and I mean, the guys made plays, so it didn't shut down. We still had enough offense, I thought, in the second half to win the game.
What did you say, I guess, to Algie? Was very distraught after the game over the phone. Did you take him aside and talk to him about it?
Algie is a very classy competitor. And committed and the ultimate team player, and I think as good a teammate as you could ever have on your team. And he's been competing for a long time, and sometimes things don't go the way that you hope that they do. And he'll deal with it, and he'll put it behind him. It's going to be difficult, but it's not the fumble, it's the loss, and it's not the fumble that led to the loss itself. It's the loss that you have to come to terms with.
How high a priority is it to get a proven playmaker
wide receiver? We're going to try to upgrade our roster in all the positions. And I thought Justin made plays. Brandon came in and made plays. Justin McCarron's went healthy, made some plays, but it'll be a priority for us. I think Kerry's play illustrated that You don't necessarily need what is referred to as a a big time weapon outside. You get the ball off on time, people get to the right spots, you make plays. But certainly we're looking to upgrade that position as well as others.
Are you disappointed that Hawkins never really made a breakthrough?
No, I'm not disappointed at Hawk. Hawk's going to be a good player. I'll just to give an example, I had a real good conversation with a number of players as they were departing today. Brandon Jones in particular. I thought Brandon Jones improved significantly this year, and I reminded Brandon about Derek Mason's road and how took Derek 3 or 4 years, and despite the fact you may not particularly care for Derek's antics on the field, Brandon, Derek is a real good player, and it took Derek time. So you just keep working. You work to get, and then all of a sudden it happens for you.
You were standing close to Mace as he was presenting his argument to the officials over there before the officials went to eavesdropping.
I don't know what he was saying. He was talking about the weather or something like that. Derek did come by to see me in the locker room after the ball game, as he always does, and he's one of my favorites. He's a really true competitor.
You talked about how important he is. This is for Vince, sitting back and watching Kerry. Did he do the things you wanted him to do, and you satisfied?
I think I can make a case that Vince probably learned more from the position he was in this year than had he played all year. I think he had a valuable experience watching Kerry do what he did week after week after week, putting things behind him, whether it was a negative play in a game or it was a game in which statistically, it wasn't as good as Kerry would have liked. But to watch Kerry put things behind him and move on and stay focused, I thought it was a tremendous experience for Vince.
You said definitively that he'll be on the roster next year.
Vince?
Yeah.
Now, why would he not be on the roster?
Yeah, there's no question. He is the one of the two.
I'm sorry?
He isn't going to be your one of the two either way. You don't have any plans to try to move him anywhere.
It's, as I said, back after week one, Vince will still eventually be under center for us.
You envision carrying three quarterbacks again next year?
I really like what I saw out of Chris. Chris, we met moments ago as well, and Chris was very, very thankful for his opportunity, and I thanked him for his commitment because he's a different player than he was when he got here. He has worked extremely hard and put himself in a position to where he can play in this league, and that was a result of his commitment that he made back in the weight room and in the training room with the staff. Because he really, really turned things around.
Does he have enough to compete for a starting position somewhere?
I think he can play in the league. I'm not going to go into details as to how we're going to open the quarterback situation up and who's competing for what.
He's good enough to compete as a starter somewhere in the league.
Yes, he is.
You think that those guys would be satisfied coming back with the same structure, at least the same pecking order as this year?
We'll deal with that scenario when we come to it.
Do you think this team ultimately underachieved? Is it fair to say? What you had earned yourself?
No, I would never say that. I compliment the Ravens on winning the game. I wouldn't change a thing in the game with the plan or anything. I thought this team did everything it possibly could. And we didn't lose it; we just didn't win it. But I would never refer to them as underachievers. They're disappointed. Everybody should be disappointed. Fans should be disappointed. But I thought they played hard and played well.
Some guys were so disappointed that they couldn't even watch football yesterday. Could you?
I didn't watch it. I can't tell you what happened in those games yesterday.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the kicking game?
I think Craig's going to have to make a decision, and we'll give him some time. He's had a great career, and you know, he's, you know, he's the little subtle injury things are starting to catch up with him, and so, you know, we'll take some time on that decision. I have every interest in getting Rob back. I think Rob is in the upper echelon as far as kickers are concerned. I think he's very talented. And we set out to improve our kickoff returns game, the kickoff return phase from last year, where I think we were 31st or 32nd. We ended up first in the league in kickoff return. I think we got a dynamic returner that obviously we'd very much like to be part of our future as well.
Jeff, with the this being the last cap year going into 09, is that something you all are going to have to study on how you do approach free agency and which players you keep and how much of an effect might that have?
Yeah, it's a completely different complexion this year. So it's going to require a lot more time together with Mike and Steve, Mr. Adams, and the staff as far as our decisions are concerned.
Could that potentially impact Albert's future here, or the way a deal would be structured?
Yeah, I'm not going to go into those hypotheticals, but it's going to be a different complexion, as I said.
It looks like Tony Dungy not going to be back. How much different division being without him?
You know, I'm hearing the same reports that you're hearing. If Tony does decide to go a different direction, I'll be the first to congratulate him and wish him well. I have the utmost respect for Tony and what he's done. The unique part about that organization is that organizational structure is intact, and I don't think you'll see any difference in the philosophy or the success of the Colts organization. That tremendous ownership and leadership of Bill Pulley and great coaches. And as long as the right teams under center, they're going to be good.
With Kerry Collins likely getting a bump up in salary, are you okay structurally wise in the budget to have that much money invested in two quarterbacks?
We are. We're fortunate right now. Mike's done a great job, and his staff, and we're fortunate. Mr. Adams is committed, and he sees the improvement, and he's committed to continue to allow us to do the things that we need to continue to improve. So we don't have any financial issues as compared to some of the other clubs right now.
Have you talked to Mr. Adams, and what was his reaction?
Mr. Adams was clearly disappointed, but proud of the way they played, and had some questions regarding some things that happened in the game, same questions that we had. But he was proud of the way this team played, and especially excited for the atmosphere and the environment at the stadium.
With Kerry's situation fluid, what were the things you told Vince Young as far as his outlook for the offseason? Because obviously you could go a couple of different directions depending on what happened with Kerry.
Yeah, this is about Vince Young, and this is about spending the time here, about committing himself to the off-season program, and just doing the best he possibly can to make himself a better football player and take advantage of the experience that he gained this year, despite the fact that he didn't play.
Thank you.